Chapter 3. Helping Guests. 2. Helping Guests. Read and listen to 6 conversations. Find which conversation each bubble belongs to. Conversation 1.
Shall I escort you to your room with your luggage? Your room is on the 10th floor, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
This way to the elevator, please. Let me take your suitcase.
Thanks.
After entering the room.
Good. The room faces a beautiful garden. I like it.
I'm glad you like it. Can I put your suitcase here, sir?
Okay, thank you. By the way, can you tell me where the dining hall is?
We have 2 dining halls on the 2nd and the 8th floor. The former serves Chinese food and the latter Western food.
Okay, thank you. Conversation 2. Welcome, Mrs. Jones. How are you?
Fine, apart from one thing. It's my legs, you know. I cannot walk since the accident.
I'm sorry to hear that. But don't worry, we've prepared a wheelchair for you.
Oh, it's very kind of you to do so.
Don't mention it. Let me help you into the chair.
Can we go directly to my room?
Yes. We provide in-room check-in for disabled guests.
Good. I choose to stay in your hotel because of your considerate service.
I'm glad to hear it, Mrs. Jones. We're always at your service. Conversation 3.
I'd like to have a room for the night. What are the rates for a single room in your hotel?
It's RMB 500 for a single.
And what about the amenities?
The hotel has a business center, swimming pool, health spa, gym, Western and Chinese food restaurants, etc. You name it. Would you like a room?
Yes, please. My name is Linda Smith.
Okay, just a minute. Let me call the reception desk. Yes, we do have a vacant room.
Wonderful.
Now let me take you to our shuttle bus. It will take you directly to the hotel. This way, please.
Thanks a lot.
Conversation 4.
I'm an architect. Is there an imperial tomb I can look around?
Yes, of course. I suggest you go to the Ming tombs.
How far is it?
A little bit far from here. To save time, you can take a taxi.
But I want a tour guide to escort me.
In that case, a package tour would be best for you.
Could you arrange this tour for me?
Our concierge can do it for you.
Thanks a lot.
Conversation 5. Excuse me, I'd like to see Mr. Levins. Is he in his room?
May I have your name, please?
Jim Shaw.
Just a moment, please. Dialing Mr. Levins' room number. This is the reception desk, Mr. Levins. Mr. Shaw is asking to see you. He's in the lobby, downstairs.
Oh, yes. Please ask him to wait for me in the lounge. I'm coming soon.
Mr. Shaw, Mr. Levins said he'd see you in the lounge in a moment.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Conversation 6. Good afternoon, madam. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to have this photocopied.
Well, your manuscript is not very clear, madam. I'm afraid the copy will not be very good.
Just try one page and let me see.
Okay. How about this one, madam?
Maybe we can try it a little darker.
Certainly. I'll try again. How about this one?
Good. That's a little better. By the way, can you reduce it?
No problem. How small would you like it, please?
Half the size.
I see. Now, you can see this comes out quite well.
That's fine.
How many copies do you want, madam?
4 copies, please.
Would you like me to staple them, madam?
Yes, please.
4. Booking flight tickets. Listen to a conversation and fill in the booking form. Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to check on flights from Shanghai to Las Vegas.
When are you planning on traveling?
I do have some choices, but I need to be in Las Vegas by January the 7th at the latest, and return on the 12th.
Let's see. We have a direct flight to Las Vegas with 1-hour stops in Tokyo and Los Angeles. You could leave Shanghai on flight 320 at 8 a.m. on January 6th, arriving in Las Vegas early on the morning of the 7th.
And what about the return?
You'd leave Las Vegas on flight 344 at 8.05 a.m. on January 12, arriving in Shanghai the following day.
How long is the flight?
About 20 hours.
That's a long flight. And how much is it?
The round-trip ticket is RMB 6,000.
Okay. I think I'd like to go ahead and make a reservation.
All right. Your reservation number is 22140D. I can hold this reservation for 24 hours.
7. Taking a message.
Listen to a conversation and complete the message record.
Good morning, sir. How may I help you?
Yes. Could you tell me what date it is today and what time it is now?
It's November the 12th and 1 p.m., sir.
What's your checkout time?
Checkout is at 12 noon, but we offer a late checkout at 2:30 p.m. When are you leaving?
I'll be returning home on Monday the 14th.
I'll make a note of that, sir.
Thanks. By the way, a friend of mine named Mr. Wang Ping will come and visit me soon. Please tell him I'm waiting for him in the lobby restaurant.
Yes, sir. I'll let Mr. Wang know as soon as he comes.
Thanks again.
May I have your name and room number?
John Reagan, room 1106.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
8. Answer the following questions. Work with your partner to ask and answer these questions. For each point, put down your answer in the blank. Then listen to the recording for model answers and repeat, paying attention to the fluency and tone of your voice.
A. What would you say to offer help to guests arriving at the hotel?
May I help you?
Shall I carry the luggage for you?
Would you like me to park the car for you?
B. What is your response to guests' thank you expressions?
You're welcome.
Don't mention it.
No trouble at all.
Glad to have been of help.
My pleasure.
C. What would you say when directing the guests to park their cars?
The parking area is at the end of the hotel driveway.
Please park your car around that corner.
D. What would you say to guests who have checked out?
I hope you have enjoyed your stay with us.
I hope to see you again.
Bon voyage.
E. What would you say to a guest who needs your help with his or her luggage?
Let me help you with the luggage.
Let me take your suitcase.
F. What would you say to show guests to their room?
Shall I escort you to your room with your luggage?
Shall I show you to your room?
G. What would you say to ask where to put the guest's luggage?
Can I put the suitcase here, sir?
Where do you wish me to put your luggage?
H. How would you return luggage to guests who have lost the deposit slip?
May I see your passport?
When did you deposit it?
For how many pieces, please?
I. What would you say to identify the right guest you are meeting?
Excuse me, but are you Mr. or Miss Jacobs?
Excuse me, Mrs. Jacobs?
Excuse me, you are Mr. Jacobs, aren't you?
Excuse me, it's Miss Andrews, isn't it?
J. What would you say to give information about flights from Shanghai to Hong Kong?
A flight leaves Shanghai at 6 a.m., arriving in Hong Kong at 8:45 a.m.
An 8 p.m. flight arrives back in Shanghai at 10:45 p.m.
K. What would you say to tell the guest how to get to the hotel?
Take the airport bus line number 4, and it will take you directly to the hotel.
We offer free shuttle service to and from downtown at regular intervals of 15 minutes.
We provide free airport pickup.
L. What would you say to recommend places for sightseeing to a guest?
If you have the time, do visit Shanghai Grand Theatre.
The guide will show you around all the famous places in the city.
You'll have a good chance to feast your eyes on the lake.
I think Shanghai Museum is worth seeing.
Have you ever been to the Palace Museum?
You could visit the Summer Palace. It was a royal garden.
11. Leaving a message. Read the following conversation, then fill out the message record. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to see Mr. Wilson in room 1108.
Just a moment. Sorry, sir, but Mr. Wilson is not in.
I have an appointment with Mr. Wilson. He is visiting me this morning. But I have an urgent meeting to attend, so I can't meet him. What's worse, I've lost his telephone number. I'm not able to contact him.
Would you like to leave a message?
Oh, yes, thank you. If he comes, tell him I'll be back at 666 Nanjing Road at 2 o'clock p.m. and ask him to come then.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
Yes. Please ask him to bring the invoice for the computer he bought in our shop.
Could you tell me your name, sir?
I'm John Castor from IBM Shanghai branch.